This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We are here at the RNIB parliamentary event where local MPs are able to see what services RNIB offers for blind and partially sighted people and how they can help their constituents. Joining me is Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler. So you've been here at the event and you've experienced a lot of MPs attending and various stands that we've had. What are some of your reflections on how the event progressed?
I think there are several reflections. Firstly, how important it is to MPs. This is something that they've independently voiced to me, that democracy should be accessible. And I think this really flows on from our campaigning around accessible voting. So they're thinking, how can I make my constituencies accessible? How can I make sure that the booking system works accessibly? Not everybody will have the same approach, but the intent to make democracy accessible was really there, and I saw a firm commitment. Then there are a whole raft of other local issues that I think are important to them, often around transport, around things like pavement parking, special educational needs. So it's very variable, but I've had the most fantastic conversations with every single MP, I think with the exception of two, or maybe three, who did a sort of run in and run out. I've had brilliant conversations with nearly everyone, and we've seen so far today, I think we've seen 48 MPs at the last count, which is a pretty good turnout.
Yes, and I think, you know, there's been so many different stands representing different parts. You know, you've had the eyewear simulation device, you've had sighted guide, you've had screen readers and many things. What do you think, based on your conversations with MPs, has been a particular highlight when it comes to all the stands that the MPs have experienced? Is there anything in particular that they've mentioned a lot?
You won't be surprised to hear that MPs are particularly interested about using things like alt text on their social media. So how can they make their social media more accessible? And a couple of people told me that they'd been picked up by constituents on their lack of accessible social media. So you wouldn't be surprised to hear that's the first thing. But lots of people talked about getting around and transport. So I think things that are high on our agenda, high on the national agenda, are also high on local agendas.
Now, to reflect on this event finally, what are you hoping the event has managed to achieve long term for RNIB and the work we do with the government?
So nearly all of those MPs, although not all of them, are new relationships. They're not people that we already brief on a regular basis, but some were. So lots and lots of new relationships, lots of opportunity to help bring the facts to bear in conversations around transport, special educational needs, around employment, access to work, even housing, which, as everybody knows, is high on this government's agenda. So I think that we are on the cusp of having at least 48 really fruitful conversations. Not all of those will translate into action, but people have offered to ask questions in the House, to initiate applications for Westminster Hall debates, to talk to their ministers and so on and so forth. So I've been really staggered, because I've been to a lot of parliamentary events over the years, and this was a very energised group of MPs. They were really enthusiastically interested in what we had to say. And actually, my message to them is that we can be helpful. If you think about the way that we live now, there are very few things in our daily lives, from using your Google map and getting instructions on how to get from A to B, or using the scanner on your bus pass, that haven't had their origins in sight loss. Sight loss is a net contributor to the way we all live now, and I think MPs are beginning to understand that RNIB has really got something to offer, not just in advising them on how to make their surgeries more accessible, but on some of the big issues that this country is facing.
What would be your message to local MPs to encourage them to make changes for their blind and partially sighted constituents, but also speak up for them in Parliament?
Firstly, don't hesitate to send us an email, pick up the phone, look on the website. We're full of good ideas about how to make surgeries more accessible, how to make information more accessible. So make sure that you use us as a resource. The second bit of your question was about speaking up for blind and partially sighted people in Parliament. luckily, lots of people have made that offer this morning, and none of us are going to be in the least bit reticent or shy about asking MPs to do so, and we really actively encourage it. And I think there was a good deal of commitment to do just that. We have to remember it's a very crowded agenda, lots of competition for an opportunity to ask a question, but hopefully we've got 48 really enthusiastic sign-ups, and that's on top of all the other relationships we have with MPs.
Anna Tyler, Chair of Trustees at the RNIB, thank you for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure.